all of the events will actually be online to get to people's homes. But once they're in people's homes, everybody is going to be able to participate there. So we have lists that are getting ready and they're being plastered all over social media, and we'll have them downtown and people can pick up the items they need. So of course we would love to be able to have it like it's been in the past, but we can't due to COVID. And so let's say the egg toss that has been classic, and the water balloon toss, and then the bubblegum chewing contest, and some of these different contests, they'll still happen, but we're going to be streaming it live through a Facebook page. And then we'll be having it on 88.5 as well. And so people can listen or people can watch, and then they can actually take their times or their stats or their length that they threw the egg or the time that they ate the pie. And they're going to actually just send it to us through that Facebook page on a comment, or they can send it to an email. And so we're going to have all these workers with tables and computers, and we're going to have multiple camera views. And so it's going to be pretty exciting and pretty fun. And of course we would love to be together, but this is kind of the next best what we could do. And so there's still going to be prizes, and there's still going to be, you know, some great things, you know, to be able to try to strive for and try to be the best and be the winner, you know, those types of things.
So it sounds like you're having a lot of the traditional events, but just over this new venue.
Yeah. So there's certain events we just couldn't pull off and couldn't do, the trike race, you know, the hose, the guns and hoses, all those different types of things where multiple people are touching. But all the events that we thought we could pull off, that's what we tried to make sure that we had a part of this event. So we threw in a couple new events this year that we actually haven't had in the past. And so, you know, we've got our theme is staying strong together. And, you know, we just felt like it was, you know, very applicable for what we're going through. And so with that, one of our events, it's the flexing funny family pod photo. So the family or pod gets together and you just make the funniest photo pose of you flexing you can, send it into us through the email, and we'll get those pictures. And then whoever wins, we have prizes and different things from different people, donations that will be given away throughout the event. So this is going to be real time live. So as people are sending it in, we're going to be getting that information from all of our workers, and then we're going to be actually announcing it there. So it's going to be kind of a format almost like you would see like a live television show. So we're going to have four or five different camera views. We're going to have titles that are coming across the bottom telling you where you need to send your email or how you do this and how to do the event. And then we're going to have the names of the winners flashing across the screen. So it's going to be pretty exciting and pretty fun and something creative for Petersburg. And that was one of the things for Parks and Rec and through Lighthouse Assembly. We said, instead of saying, you know what, we can't do anything, what can we do? You know, instead of what's restricting us here and stopping us, you know, what are we able to make sure that we're able to have something for our amazing community during this time?
Very cool. All right. So are there going to be anybody actually in person doing the events to show what's to be done?
Yeah. We have a handful of my kids. Yeah. Just by default, they're going to be helping us out. And we got a couple other volunteers helping out with these events. And all of our people that are up there are going to be having masks and social distancing when they're not on the microphone and not doing the certain events. While they're doing certain events where they can't have a micro, you know, mask, they're going to go ahead and just have the distance. And so, yeah, we're going to be modeling the hot dog eating contest, the water balloon, the soda cola chugging contest, the popcorn toss. We've got an egg toss, the bubble gum bubble contest, the pie eating contest, jar of beans, I guess. There's just all these different events that are happening. But we have a couple spectator events. We're going to pick a handful of people from the community that enter, and we're going to have the Cass Street hoop shoot that's still the $1,000 shot. So somebody can, if they make it, they can make $1,000. We have a $500, $250 if they don't make any of those other big ones. And then we still have the hot pepper challenge and the messy wing competition, but that will only be with a couple people and they'll be spread out on tables around there as well. And so, yeah, there's, you know, it's pretty exciting. We're going to have our opening, you know, ceremony, and then Brooklyn Dormer is going to sing the Star Spangled Banner to kick us off. And so it's going to be a very active, fun, lively event with music playing the whole time in the background. And it's going to be a great, great time. So.